118. I know I'm diverting from the 89th, but I want you to look at something here. Psalm 118. Let's stand to read God's word tonight, giving him the honor of it. Psalm 118, 118, beginning verse 1. Need help with Brother James? Psalm 118, verse 1. Could have Richard and Kara here, and Haley, they're heading out on Friday. Well, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I cried upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me. He set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. For what can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desires upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. In man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations can pass me about, but the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They can pass me about. Yea, they can pass me about. By the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They can pass me about like bees. They are quenched as a fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. Father, I pray tonight you help us realize that there's a God in heaven, that we do not need to trifle about little things. Help for the Lord Jesus not to forget what we're here for and what we're about to do. Dear God, I pray you'd speak to our hearts tonight. I pray you'd get us ready for our meetings with Brother Shelton Smith on Friday night. Help us realize the great opportunities we'd have to have him here. And dear God, I pray that you'd just give us wisdom. And Lord, may we set apart everything that we would be here. And God, I pray you'd help us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. For some of you that don't know Dr. Shelton Smith, he's the editor of Sword of the Lord. Years ago, a man named John Rice started a little newspaper. And it was quite an interesting little newspaper because he would expose things that were going on in the world and in America and in churches. I mean, he just flat out. One man said, John Rice is the sweetest man you ever met. He would scuttle your boat and you didn't even know it was scuttled until the bottom fell out. Amen. He was the kindest man you ever met, that you didn't know that he had cut your throat until you went to spit. He was just a great guy. And boy, he was a fundamentalist. He was an independent. He preached the word of God in a marvelous, marvelous way. If you had the opportunity to hear him, you never forgot it. John Rice went to be with the Lord, and he had Curtis Hudson take it. Curtis Hudson had a wonderful church down in Atlanta, Georgia. Fundamental Bible believing, Bible preaching, hellfire, soul winning church. Man, I'm telling you what, just a tremendous. And he carried the torch for John Rice. And then Curtis Hudson got cancer, and he went to be with the Lord, and they asked Shelton Smith. Shelton Smith had a tremendous church going on out east, and just a fired up church, people getting saved, people walking the aisle every service. And he took over the Sword Art, and he's been there for quite a while. He's a wonderful man, bringing his wife with him, and he loves your preacher, and I love him. He's a good old buddy of mine, and he's a great preacher. I really hope that you will make sure that you come on Friday night, and you come Saturday morning, 10 o'clock. We're going to have a soul winning time. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to have our banquet. And you don't want to miss that. Chicken, amen. And we're trying to figure out, I need a count right now. Just raise your hand. You're going to be here Friday night Saturday night for the banquet. Okay, very good. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then at 7, he'll speak to us again. And then all day Sunday school, we're going to have a grand assembly from 4th grade on up. You're going to be in here. And then Sunday morning, he'll be preaching. Sunday night, he'll be preaching. You won't want to miss it. I can't imagine anybody who will want to miss Dr. Shelton Smith coming with the Sword of the Lord. They have a huge Sword of the Lord conference down in North Carolina. Help me. Dr. Robertson, his church, and there's just tremendous opportunity. So I hope I saw him last about 3 weeks ago. He was so excited about coming here. I was down in Tennessee, stopped in at the Sword, and so gracious to us. But listen, folks, let's be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. 75% of Christianity is showing up, amen? And God wants us to hear the Word of God, and God wants us to be there. He'll encourage us to be soul winners. He'll encourage us to live right. He'll encourage us to walk the straight and narrow. Amen. We got a lot of opportunities at Heritage Baptist Church to really do. And I hope you get in on it and enjoy it. And the Bible says this, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. The Anglo-Saxons, when the Christians came up from Europe and they came into England and that area, they tried to find a word to translate into that would be to translate to understand as God, and they finally came up the word G-O-O-D, God, good. He is good. They couldn't find a better word to say about God. And God is good all the time. All the time, God's good. Amen. Give thanks unto the Lord. We ought to be thanking God. We ought to be just praising God. Every time they said an old preacher, he was an old miner. And every time he took a step, he praised the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, the more you praise the Lord, the more you shout. I looked up to the stars the other night. And the most amazing thing, I was in Nepal, I looked up, and there's the moon. And I was telling my wife when I'm gone, I tell my grandkids when I'm gone, I said, now, when I'm looking at that moon, that's the same moon you're going to look up. And so we're not that far away, amen. But to think that God would hang a moon in the axis of heaven, and we'd enjoy that old moon, amen. And the sun, I'm glad to see it. It came out finally, amen. People ask me, what is that shiny thing? I said, I don't know. I haven't seen it for a while. I think it may be the sun. But anyway, we'll thank God for that. Amen. God is good. Give thanks. That's a command. You give thanks. You give thanks. You ought to be thankful. One man said, if you ain't thankful, you're pretty near gone. If you're not thankful, you ought to be thankful. Thankful for everything that happens to you in your life. Yesterday, I was over to the drug task force and DUI task force, and one of our deputies received a great honor for being the number one. He stopped the most people and got the most conviction, 38 convictions in Cascade County for drunken driving. And boy, I'll tell you what, it was an amazing thing that what he said. But you know, we ought to be thanking God. Constantly thanking God, praising the Lord for all God gives us, you know. And I wrote him a note, and I said, Deputy Kavner, I'm really proud of you. And I said, isn't it amazing, this is how I read it, isn't it amazing how God puts you in the right place at the right time to catch that person, to keep them from killing themselves or killing somebody else? And he got there and he got the little speech. And afterwards, he said, I'm glad you wrote that. I said a few things that you said and what you wrote to me. I ought to be thankful. Thankful for the things that God gives us. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Because, why? Why? Because His mercy endureth forever. Not one of us here deserved to be here tonight. Brother James, you don't deserve being here. I don't deserve being here. I don't deserve even going to Nepal and be able to go over there and preach and be able to enjoy the celebration of graduation. But thank God we got to do it. And we ought to be so thankful. Every time we turn around, we ought to be thankful. I'm afraid that sometimes us Christians, we're just not thankful. We don't appreciate the things that God gives us. I look around this old building and I think of all the things that people did and all the things that people gave to get this place, to keep it going. Amen. I ought to be thankful. There are people that you didn't even know, have no idea, that gave and gave and gave and gave. People sold their, went out and refinanced their houses and trailer just to make sure that they could give to this church, to make sure that we could get into this building. I say thank God for that. Amen. And I think that sometimes we forget that. We live on other people's stuff instead of doing some of our own stuff for the Lord. Amen. And it says, let Israel now say. Let Israel now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say. Do you fear the Lord? What are you supposed to say? His mercy endureth forever. I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord, I love this. I wrote this in my Bible. The Lord is on my side. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm glad the Lord's on my side. Aren't you glad the Lord's on your side? Boy, there's a lot of people out there, Lord. I got a call from text from a person that they're really having a difficult time. Family's all messed up and problems, heartache and sorrow. And I wrote back to her and I said, God's still on the throne. Sun's still up. Water's still wet. Clouds are still flying. Cow's still mooing. Turkey's still clucking. Geese are still honking. I just went on. Hey, man. Sweet corn's still yellow. Hey, man. You can just have fun with that thing. Hey, man. I just went on. And I said, God still loves you. God still loves you. The Lord is on my side. I think some of you ought to put that down. Got to write that down. The Lord's on my side. The Lord's on your side tonight. You're not just floating around. The Lord's on your side. He said, but preacher, I just don't know which way to turn. The Lord's on your side. Faith is trusting God, whether it seems right or not, seems like the right thing or not. Oh, Abraham, he went out searching for a city. You know what? Never found that city. Till Jesus called him home, he found the real city. Amen. You imagine tenting for 80 years in a tent? Boy, I'd hope even just last weekend straighten you out on that one. Amen. I talked to people in a tent. They couldn't even get out. It was so deep. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Hi, I'm Sheldon Shearer. I'm pastor of Heritage Baptist Church. This is my friend here, Just thought I'd stop by and say, howdy, Dan. Can I ask you a personal question? If you died today, would you go to heaven? That's scary. I don't care who you are. Even you're a big fat boy like I am. It's still scary. One man said, every Baptist Christian has a red dot right on their chest right here. Really? Yeah. You get off my porch! But anyway. I'm on the Lord's side. Excuse me, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man could do unto me. The Lord taketh my part. Dad, you never take my part. You ever hear that? Mom, you never take my side. That's what it's saying. It says the Lord takes your part. The Lord takes your side. Amen? I don't know about you, brother. I'm glad the Lord takes my side. I'm glad He takes my side. I'm happy He takes my side. Amen. Now, when I'm wrong, He don't take my side. And usually He takes care of my backside when that happens. Amen. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desires upon them that hate me. Wow. Now, of course, as a Christian today, we do as Jesus did. Amen. Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. This is a precatory psalm. It's a psalm that says, look, dear God, wipe them out. Dear God, clean them up. Take care of them. Amen. As a Christian today, we not only have mercy, but we have grace. Boy, there's a lot of Christians out there, they don't have any of that. Do unto others and then split. That's what they think. Amen. Jesus said, you would have them do unto you. Amen. It is better to trust the Lord. Now listen now. It's better to trust the Lord and put confidence in men. There's a lot of people going to try to get you to believe some things that are just not right. And they said, they just trust me. Well, friend, I don't even trust myself. Because my Bible said, this old heart of mine is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? How can I trust you? I don't put my confidence in myself. I don't put my confidence in other men. I put my confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where you've got to have it. You've got to put your confidence there, and you've got to be in this Bible. You've got to know this Bible. You've got to say, I love what Brother Smith said last Sunday night. He said, you know, there's too many of us Christians that don't know what the Bible says. You just kind of take it where it is. Well, whatever people say. We got a man running for the presidency, and the political arena today is going to tell you what a Mormon believes, making it a lot easier for us Christians. Amen. They're going to tell what he believes. They're going to tell that God had some children. And one of those children was Jesus. He fathered Jesus. And another one fathered Satan. God fathered Satan? Are you out of your mind? How can people follow that? Three-fifths of the people that turn to Mormon are Baptists. Unfortunately, there's a lot of Baptists out there. You understand that. They have no following. They have no Bible teaching. They come to church and mama was a Baptist, so they got to be a Baptist. They talk about Moroni. We got a Moroni Dam on here. That's what it's named after. And talk about how that Jesus came to America. Born a bunch of Indians. Well, we got a problem. Some real smart guys did a DNA on the American Indians, see if they had any kind of Israelite, and they didn't. So now they don't know what to do with that one. They're changing. They keep changing. They said a black man didn't have a soul. How sad is that? That's terrible. All bunch. But they changed that now. And just changing it, changing it. You know, you're not supposed to change. Thus saith the Lord God. If the Bible said it for Paul the Apostle, it said it for me. If it said it for John, it said it for me. It said it for John the Baptist, it said it for me. Amen. There's no change in this Bible. We don't go by the whims and way of this. We go by the Word of God. And may you listen carefully. May you read your Bible every day. Study the Word of God. Study it. See what the Bible says. I'm reading the Bible today, and I got all tickled about a couple things, and man, that's good. In fact, just happened to write it down. I know it's in one of these pockets. Tracks. These. You see what these are? I thought I'd tell you about them. You're supposed to give them out to people. Not keep them in your car. Give them out to people. Just thought I'd help you out there. This is what the Bible says in Psalm 89:48. What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. Studying Psalm 89, and I've been reading that, and I thought, boy, that's good. What man is he that liveth and shall deliver and shall not die? It's appointed on a man wants to die and then the judgment, amen. It's in the Bible, amen. You're not going to keep living, you're going to die. I told folks today, I was preaching the rest of them services, preached them three today. Marcia went with me, and Miss Sherry went with us. We had a good time. Marcia led the singing. Well, we dual led the singing. And had a good time over there. And I told him, I said, you know, life is so quick. I talked to a fellow yesterday. He said, I can't believe my son, he's going to graduate from high school. He said, it just seemed like it just yesterday that we got married. That's why the Bible said that life is but a vapor. It quickly passeth away. You talk to some of us age-challenged people, we'll tell you that it just seemed like yesterday we were kids riding a tricycle. That's why Jesus said, today is the day of salvation. You don't wait. Because yes, tomorrow never comes. Make sure you take care of it today. If you're here today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, there's a God that loves you very much. And His mercy endureth forever. And He'll come in your heart and He'll save you immediately. As quick as you can blink your eye. God, I know I'm a sinner. I believe You died on a cross and rose on the third day. Come into my heart and save me right now. The Bible says that when that happens, the Spirit of God comes into your heart and He lives there forever. And God Almighty puts your name in the book of life in heaven in indelible ink, and it never gets out. It'll always be there. Say, why don't you just go on praising the Lord and just shout glory, hallelujah.